local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. And, of course, lots to talk about here and the international front with missiles being launched by the Iranians, hitting near bases in Iraq that had U.S. troops. We'll talk about that now. A total of 22 missiles. The number keeps moving. I've heard as low as a dozen, as many as 22. We'll get more on that coming up in just a second. Also on the stack this morning, why are we losing Frontier Airlines from the Mobile Downtown Airport? Chris Curry, from president of the Mobile Airport Authority, will tell us why. Also, now another Puerto Rico earthquake, even more damage for those folks, a 6-magnitude earthquake hitting in that island. We'll talk about that. Also, Mobile City Council meeting yesterday for a very short meeting. We'll get into that. And the Australian wildfires, now 24 arsonists being blamed for that.
Wow.
I know the narrative was global warming or this, that, or that. Now, 24 people that would set fire to their own communities. Unbelievable. That's on the way. We'll get to that in a second. Also on the way in sports.
Well, New Orleans rookie Zion Williamson is closer to making his NBA debut, and it's hiring season in the NFL. New coaches being added to teams.
All right, I'll get to that in just a second. And yeah, the big story, of course, from overnight is Iran retaliating for the strike on Soleimani. Barbara Starr with a quick update.
On the ground in Iraq, U.S. Commanders and forces began assessing the situation, and that means looking to see exactly what happened. What was the damage on the ground? How many missiles? What kind of missiles Iran may have exactly used, what type of short-range missiles, trying to get a firm understanding of exactly what did happen.
All right, and an in-depth dive into what did transpire last night and what would happen going forward today, coming up in just 3 minutes. Plus, President Trump tweeting, all is well. Missiles launched from Iran at 2 military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages is taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. I will be making a statement tomorrow morning. That's this morning, and we'll be waiting for that as well. First, let's check the traffic and get you started. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. With the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Light traffic across the Bayway. If you're coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Ford, Malbus, 181 and I-10, the Bayway and the Causeway are clear in accident-free conditions all the way up towards Saraland. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for best selection and pricing. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and now Spanish Ford at the Eastern Shore Center. You can also shop online at toomeysmardigras.com. Now I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and not as cold, with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
610 FM Talk 106.5, 39 degrees now at our studios, 35 in Citronelle and Bay Minette, heading for a high in the 60s today. It's a pretty darn rainy Saturday heading our way, possible severe weather associated with that. We're lucky to have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams to walk us through the timeline on that. He'll join us around 6:35 for more detail there. Also coming up this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poor joins us. Always good to talk to Jeff, especially on this morning. So much to talk about in international news. Well, Iran struck back at the United States early this morning, or, well, their time, late in the evening, our time, I guess early in the morning.
their time, firing a barrage of ballistic missiles at two Iraqi military bases. Now, that's what people are talking about. And the number of missiles, that's in question. The damage assessment, of course, we're hearing, you know, that there are no casualties on the American side. I think Iranian media this morning reporting some 80 or something, some number like
they,
that. They remember who we're dealing with.
They said they killed 80 American terrorists. That was, of course, without any proof, but that's what they're putting out on Iranian state TV.
Remember yesterday, the Iranian parliament had voted to call American troops terrorists. That was their move yesterday. All right. Iran is claiming its missile launches towards bases where U.S. troops were housed was an act of self-defense in retaliation for the drone strike that killed the Iranian general. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
Iran's state TV announcing tens of surface-to-surface missiles were launched, targeting Al-Asad Air Base in western Iraq, where American troops are stationed. At the White House, President Trump huddled with his national security team, including Vice President Pence and the Secretaries of Defense and State. The meeting in the Situation Room lasted a little less than 2 hours. The air base is a large facility where Iraqi forces are also stationed. More American troops arrived there late last year when the president ordered a drawdown from Syria. With damage assessments still going on, the White House announced the president would not address the nation in the evening. The president tweeting, "All is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. I will be making a statement tomorrow morning." A Democrat on the House Foreign Relations Committee who does not like Iran, Elliot Engel, nevertheless is upset with the decision to kill Iran's General Qasem Soleimani, fearing it would lead to escalation.
The president and his crew better figure out a way to sort of tone down everything, because we could be in the middle of a full-fledged war, and I don't think that's something anybody wants.
Top House and Senate leaders were briefed on the original decision to carry out the drone strike. The House is considering a resolution requiring congressional approval if hostilities with Iran continue to escalate. How it escalated to the point of a targeted attack continues to play out in Washington. The U.S. had been tracking Qasem Soleimani for several days, President Trump revealed, without giving away why specifically the decision was made to kill the Iranian general when he landed in Baghdad.
He was traveling with the head of Hezbollah. They weren't there to discuss a vacation. They weren't there to go to a nice resort someplace in Baghdad. They were there to discuss bad business.
Soleimani was traveling with the head of an Iranian-supported militia group, also killed. The president added there is classified information that may be made public soon to back up the need to strike early Friday morning. The pressing question for administration aides is what was the imminent matter that prompted the killing in Iraq, a supposed American ally? Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, 5 days after the killing, arguing it was justified at that moment.
If you're looking for imminence, you needn't look no further than the days that led up to the strike that was taken against Soleimani. And then you, in addition to that, have what we could clearly see were continuing efforts on behalf of this terrorist and activities that were going to lead potentially to the death of many more Americans.
Pompeo scoffed at the idea Soleimani was in Baghdad to try to ease tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Pompeo pushing back on concerns the U.S. would target Iranian cultural sites for possible retaliation, even though the president tweeted out such a threat.
Every target that's being reviewed, every effort that's being made will always be conducted inside the international laws of war. I've worked on this project, and I'm very confident of that.
Contradicting his own instincts, President Trump now says the United States would not attack any historic and cultural site in Iran should there be retaliation. The Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, and Advisor Kellyanne Conway all said publicly that going after cultural sites was considered a war crime.
If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law. But think of it, they kill our people, they blow up our people, and then we have to be very gentle with their cultural institutions.
Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, in an interview with CNN, not talking all that tough about the United States.
Their days in our region are numbered. Not because anybody will take any action against them, but because they are not welcome.
All Zarif has to point to is the Iraqi parliament's vote to tell American and coalition forces to leave Iraq. Bob Costantini, the White House.
615 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Interested in your reaction to the Iranian strike. Is this a, you know, a lot of people last night were thinking this is the start of all-out war. Of course, there have been the people chiming in about World War III on Twitter the whole time. As I said, I felt that it was just a maybe a new stalemate
that had been achieved. We hit Soleimani. They fire these missiles. Those people on Twitter that said, well, this shows the Iranians don't know how to use their missiles. That's why none of these did any damage. Don't be so naive, all right? So is this, did they do what they needed to do in Iran to meet a stalemate, to satisfy, to satiate their desire to save face? And now are we at a new point where maybe it's back to a somewhat truce, or are we going to go forward? President speaking this morning, we'll find out more about that.
And we know that Senator Lindsey Graham, not afraid to escalate. He said this was an act of war by any reasonable definition. The president has all the authority he needs under Article 2 to respond.
All right. Comment from local representatives. Congressman Bradley Byrne said last night on Twitter, please join me tonight in praying for our troops abroad, our president, and our country. Representative Matt Gaetz was on. I saw him on Laura Ingraham's show last night. He said we should not give Soleimani in death what he could not accomplish in life, a war with the United States and Iran. And Marco Rubio said the U.S. is prepared for the attack launched tonight by the hashtag IRGC. POTUS has a broad range of options available to respond. We will soon have a fuller assessment on this attack. Thereafter, I am very confident we will pursue an appropriate response and act at a time of our choosing. All right, 616 FM Talk 1065. What are you feeling this morning? You can let us know on the text line at 343-0106. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man convicted seven times has been arrested again in Okaloosa County, Florida. 39-year-old Rodney McNabb faces five felony charges. Deputies searched his home in Shalimar and found heroin, cocaine, two guns, one of which was stolen, and nearly $140,000 in cash. McNabb has just been released from prison in October after serving 16 and a half years. A suspected bank robber is on the run in Escambia County this morning. Deputies say the man robbed the Synovius Bank on 9 Mile Road in University Parkway just before 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. The man was wearing an auburn shirt and camo hat. A teen who saved a man from a burning home in Spanish Fort is being recognized for his actions. 18-year-old Demoris Shaw rescued 83-year-old Billy Ray Edwards after Edwards' home caught on fire in November. Tuesday evening, the Spanish Fort Fire Rescue Department presented him with the Citizen's Medal and certificate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Who all want to rock the float this year for Mardi Gras? Say yeah!
Rock the Float is back in a new location with bigger selection and better prices. Get all your throws in one place. Beads, moon pies, glow sticks, balls, plush trinkets, and more. Don't miss out on our newest item, the Crichton Leprechaun, that'll have everyone asking,
where them throws at?
At Rock the Float on Airport Boulevard behind Raisin Cane's. Check out our Facebook for weekly specials.
There's one place where college football becomes pro football. One game, one field, one day. The 71st annual Reese's Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 25th, where college football's top talent will compete in front of NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs. Mobile, Alabama, home of the Senior Bowl. The draft starts here. Tickets on sale now at seniorbowl.com.
Two NFL teams find their next head coaches. SEC basketball is in full swing, and New Orleans rookie Zion Williamson is closer to making his NBA debut. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers and Baylor coach Matt Rhule have agreed to a 7-year contract that will make Rhule the new Panthers head coach. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the deal is worth $60 million, with incentives could be worth up to $70 million. Rhule previously coached the Giants' offensive line as an assistant back in 2012. Since then, he's become one of the best coaches in college football. Rhule led Temple to its first conference championship since 1967, then took over at Baylor after a sexual assault scandal that cost former coach Art Briles his job. The Bears went 1-11 in Rhule's first year, but improved the next two seasons to 11-3 this year. The team he's taking over, Carolina, finished 5-11 this season and has had three losing seasons in 4 years. Adam Schefter also reported yesterday that the New York Giants are expected to make New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach Joe Judge their next head coach. The 38-year-old will replace Pat Shurmur, who was fired by the Giants on December 30th. Judge was also in the running for the head coaching job at Mississippi State. He joined the Patriots in 2012 after 3 years as a football analyst under Saban at Alabama. In SEC basketball, the Tennessee Vols picked up their first conference win of the season, beating Missouri 69-59. Six Vols scored double-digit points in the win. Florida defeated South Carolina 81-68. Andrew Nembhard had a double-double for the Gators with 21 points and 10 rebounds. Number 14-ranked Kentucky rallied in the second half to beat Georgia 78-69. And Texas A&M beat Ole Miss 57-47. Tonight we've got three games. Alabama hosts Mississippi State at 6. Number 5, Auburn hosts Vanderbilt at 8. You can hear the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. And LSU hosts Arkansas, also at 8. In NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson is getting closer to returning from a knee injury to make his NBA debut. Yesterday, Zion participated in 5-on-5 drills at practice for the first time since his knee surgery on October 21st. Pelicans coach Alvin Gentry said yesterday they don't have a specific date for when Zion will make his debut, but said that they are hoping that it's soon. 622, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and not as cold with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a perfect start so far this morning. Accident-free conditions, no delays from the 1065 split out towards Rangeline, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. A little bit of radar on the causeway near Spanish Fort, and no problems from Daphne, Malvis, to Loxley. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at Spring Hill Toyota. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and reading your text as well coming in here, and see what your thoughts are on the attacks from last night, the missiles launched by the Iranians hitting in Iraq bases. And I will point out, too, the bases that were hit were both in non-Shia Muslim areas, right? You had the Kurd, Erbil is Kurd country, and Al-Assad is Sunni country. Mm. So
Iran didn't want to kill any of their own.
That's pretty interesting. 624, we'll get back to that in a second, read through some of these texts. I do want to get to a clip from yesterday's Midday Mobile when Chris Curry, president of the Mobile Airport Authority, joined me to talk about why Frontier was moving on from the Mobile market. Explain what happened yesterday to all of us. What's going on with Frontier?
Well, Frontier decided that they would cease operations at the Mobile downtown airport. And, you know, their model is one that's very flexible, and they provide seasonal service in a lot of different cities across the United States and some international locations. And, you know, we feel as the authority that there were other opportunities presented to them, especially in Newark. and a chance for them to get into the Newark market or New York market when Southwest Airlines vacated, that it was too good of an opportunity for them to pass up, and it had to come at the expense of smaller cities because they only have so many aircraft that they can fly.
But why us? You know, I know I sound like a whiny child, Chris, but why us? Why not somebody else losing their Frontier plane to go to Newark?
Well, it's not just us. Mobile is one of the cities, but also Birmingham, Tyler, Texas, Lafayette. Service was reduced in Pensacola. They were supposed to come back with service to Chicago, which they're not doing. They're only serving Denver. And at one point, they were serving Philadelphia out of Pensacola as well, and they no longer do that. So they've made a lot of adjustments with their flight activity throughout many cities in the United States. So it's not just Mobile. The other part of it, too, is that Mobile was one of the last cities or new cities that they started new service. And so I can't necessarily prove it, but I believe that a lot of the newer cities were affected more than those that they had been in for quite a while. So almost last one in, first one out.
Mm-hmm. Right, so a little of the explanation. You can get that full podcast by going to fmtalk1065.com, clicking the podcast tab. If you'll go hour number one of Midday Mobile from Tuesday, right there, the last segment is when President of the Mobile Airport Authority, Chris Curry, called into the show. And I had about a 6.5-7 minute discussion with him about what's going on. And of course, that question we always like to ask around here, what's next? What's the solution? He talks about in that Frontier was full, was doing good coming in and out of here, which of course brings up the question why they leave. He explains that, mm-hmm. at least through what his guess is about their methodology, but he says the information that those planes were full helps him go sell another low-cost carrier on coming in here. So we'll watch that as well. Plus, online opinion poll question from yesterday. Have you flown or were you planning to fly out of Mobile's downtown airport? 65% of y'all said yes. So hopefully we get a carrier back there soon so you can do that. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile's struggle to get crime under control is getting national attention. A report from the New York Times highlighted last year's mass shooting at Ladd People's Stadium. Mobile city leaders say they'll continue to work to make the port city a safer place. Two more guns seized as officials search for the person who killed a woman at a party in Robertsdale. 21-year-old Dominique Marshall died after she was shot during a party at a home on G.W. Lewis Lane in December. So far, investigators have collected 6 guns as they try to find out which one fired the deadly shot. A man is in jail this morning accused of trying to run over Santa Rosa County Sheriff's deputies. Deputies saw 23-year-old Cody Anderson in a stolen Chevy Impala last Thursday. They tried to catch him, but Anderson got away. While serving a warrant the next day, Anderson tried to run deputies over while pulling up in a stolen truck. He's facing multiple charges. Possibility of severe weather on Saturday forced the Mobile Police Department to postpone its 5th annual chili cook-off. It'll now be April 18th at Bienville Square. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Special report, Iran retaliates. 22 missiles launched from Iran at two Iraqi military bases housing American troops, but no casualties. The launch is coming when most of the troops were tucked away in hardened living quarters and there was a verbal warning. Jeremy Diamond reports the White House then issued a low-key statement.
Now is the time for patience and restraint. So potentially the president eyeing that off-ramp. At the same time, though, we do know that some of his more hawkish allies are urging the president for a tough response.
The president tweeting, all is well. But Arwa Damon reports from Baghdad, a paramilitary group in Iraq may launch its own revenge attack.
That group has put out a statement saying Iran has now responded. It is our turn, and our response will be in kind to the Iranian one. Because remember, alongside Qasem Soleimani, we also had a senior Shia Iraqi paramilitary leader killed in that same convoy.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. OPEC says it's not debating any action after Iran attacked U.S. forces in Iraq, as it sees oil shortages as unlikely. In the first reaction from a major oil producer to the escalation, the United Arab Emirates energy minister said, if necessary, we will respond to disruptions. But he added that OPEC isn't debating an emergency gathering and he doesn't foresee any major disruption. OPEC Secretary General says Iraq's oil facilities are safe. Uber is offering riders a four-digit PIN code to help ensure they're getting into the right car. The ride-hailing company is rolling out the new feature across the U.S. and Canada. The development follows the death of a 21-year-old woman who was murdered in March after getting into a car of a man impersonating an Uber driver. Since then, states have been pushing for additional safety requirements for Uber drivers. Riders can choose whether or not to use Uber's new PIN code feature. Crude oil up 27 cents at $62.97 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We get it. You don't want a sales pitch. Just the insurance you need at a price you can afford. You also want to know you'll be taken care of when you file a claim. With a 95% customer claim satisfaction rating, you can rest easy knowing Alpha Insurance will be there when you need us.
All for a better life.
Learn more about our auto, home, and life insurance options today.
All for a better life.
At alphainsurance.com.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so looking at a low in the 30s, 38 now at our studios.
Yeah, it's been down pretty close to freezing this morning out at the airport. Most areas, though, are in the mid-30s for lows this morning. We're going to kind of pull out of this little cold wave today. We're going to get into at least the low 60s, and then it won't be as cold tonight. The wind is gradually going to swing around from the east and eventually to the south, and that's going to make a big difference. So look for plenty of sunshine today, again about 62, 63 degrees this afternoon. Then tonight, rather than the 30s, we'll stay in the 40s tonight, around 45 degrees under clear skies. Tomorrow, though, things really begin to change. We'll start out with some sunshine in the morning, but it will become mostly cloudy in the afternoon, and it will be warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s, so it's possible we could even make it to 70 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, there's a slight chance of a shower, but it looks like a very good chance for showers on Friday. Friday will be mostly cloudy with showers, possibly a thunderstorm or two, and the high will be in the 70s, around 72 to 73 degrees. Numerous showers for Friday night, a few thunderstorms are possible, and then on Saturday, it looks like a major coverage of showers and thunderstorms, and the high on Saturday will be in the low 70s. There's a good chance, too, for some severe thunderstorm activity across Alabama, and that even means here on the Gulf Coast, although the greatest chance for the severe thunderstorms will be through the central portion of the state. And we may even see a few tornadoes through central Alabama, and a slight chance that that could even occur here in southwest Alabama. So a very active Saturday and into the early evening hours of a Saturday evening. And then things begin to improve overnight for Saturday. And Sunday, just a few showers. And we'll see some sunshine on Sunday. And the high temperature will be in the upper 60s. So don't expect any cold air coming in with the passage of a front later on Saturday. It'll be mild on Sunday. And then Sunday night, the frontal system out in the Gulf comes right back on us as a warm front. And so showers come in Sunday night, Monday, and into Tuesday. So we got a lot of rain in the forecast, beginning really for Friday and all the way into Tuesday.
Wow. Okay. And yes. I mean, I'm thinking about the local rivers right now, and I watched this quite a bit, and it's already, we're pushing 9 feet at Berry Steam Plant reading. The Tom Bigby in the Alabama are already very high. There's flooding issues going on. I know I saw a video, I'll post that up here a little bit, y'all, from Demopolis at the Lock and Dam yesterday with the water coming through there. And now we're going to put a whole bunch more water on top of that.
Definitely. And wow. Particularly Saturday, and then we'll see that rain come in Sunday night and Monday, and we could have some heavy downpours during those time periods.
And once again, on that severe weather, it sounds like you're pretty certain severe thunderstorms are going to be part of our Saturday, and even a chance of that tornadic activity down here this far towards the coast.
Yes, and that certainly on Saturday is possible. We could see some isolated severe thunderstorms Friday night, but it looks like Saturday will be the greatest chance, and that'll be at either both morning and into the afternoon hours.
Wow. You can't sugarcoat it for us, Doc? That is bad.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a bad run of weather we have coming our way, but at least we have a day here or two to enjoy before that hits. Also remind folks, if they've yet to pick up their 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, they can see rainy months, dry months, rainy days, dry days, cold days, hot days, all that kind of information's in the almanac.
Yeah, we even have a page in there with some very unusual weather facts that across the world as to the strongest storms, highest winds, biggest hurricanes, and all kinds of interesting information. Again, they're free, and they're available here in Mobile. First of all, right, Fox 10 here in Mobile, and right here at the studios of 106.5, but also West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Sites, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Autocraft Collision Center, Billy Langford Allstate in Fair Hope, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. Remember, these the almanacs are free.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Maybe not the forecast we want to hear for the weekend ahead, but the truth nonetheless. Mm-hmm. All right. You actually have 38 now at our studios, 34 out at the airport, and 32 in Citronelle, 32 in Bay Minette as we get rolling on this Wednesday morning. Coming up, we'll check in more with the latest from the escalating conflict between the United States and Iran, with Iran launching those missiles yesterday evening, our time. They did not kill, no casualties for Americans out there. So good news on that front. Plus, bad news for Puerto Rico, another earthquake for those folks, and Australian wildfires that they're looking for. I know a lot of people had talked about on social media, had talked about that it was global warming issues. In Australia, they're looking for as many as 24 arsonists, 24 people that would burn up other people's lives. Unbelievable evil.
Yeah, and one of them, I think, at least one of them, a volunteer firefighter, they said, that started this. And you mentioned the earthquake in Puerto Rico. There was also, believe it or not, an earthquake in Iran overnight. 5.5 magnitude affected Iran and Afghanistan.
Yeah, those mothers of all bombs, they say when those things hit, they feel like an earthquake too. 640, I'll check traffic next.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
FM Talk 1065 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 1065 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway. Mobile Police Department are clear from Airport Dolphin, Old Shell, and Moffitt and 65. No delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, accident-free, and it's a good start. Just watch for radar in the school zones. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boardings. Of course, one of the outfalls of the escalating tensions between the United States and Iran, oil prices on the rise. We talked about that earlier in the week. Now even bigger hikes per barrel. International benchmark Brent crude climbed more than 4% overnight in trading. Now $71.75 a barrel, which is the highest value since September. I think we're just at $60 a barrel the other day, and it's already gone up that much. As of Monday, it had not shown up at the pump. We'll watch it today and see when it does start showing up in your neighborhood. Plus, in Puerto Rico, another earthquake. Those poor people. Many Puerto Ricans woke up today to a second day without electricity after the island's worst earthquake in over a century knocked out its bigger power plant, collapsed homes, and killed at least one person. Puerto Rico schools were closed yesterday, and all public employees except police and health workers stayed home as engineers checked the safety of buildings after Tuesday's 6.4 magnitude quake and powerful aftershocks. So we'll watch that and give you more information there. And also the aftershocks going on in Washington. Of course, they're focused on international affairs at the same time in the Senate. There's discussion of what happens next. Do they get the articles of impeachment from Speaker Pelosi and the House and move them forward? What do they do? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes he needs to set the rules he envisioned for the Senate impeachment trial. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
Senator McConnell says he doesn't need any Democratic votes to follow the plan he previously cited, a plan that does not include witnesses or additional documents, at least not during what he's calling Phase 1.
Which would include, obviously, the arguments from the prosecution, arguments from the defense, and then a period of written questions, because remember, senators are not allowed to speak during the impeachment trial. So basically written questions submitted to either the prosecution or the defense through the Chief Justice.
Then, says McConnell, there will be a vote on whether to allow witness testimony or additional documents.
Obviously, that is the most contentious part of one of these proceedings, and that'll be addressed at that time and not before the trial begins.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wanted assurances before the start of the trial that witnesses would be allowed to testify.
Witnesses and documents, fair trial. No witnesses and no documents, cover up. That simple sentence
describes it all.
Still, Senator Schumer says he's hopeful.
I think there's a pretty decent chance that we're going to get enough Republicans to vote for witnesses and documents during this trial.
Senator McConnell defends the two-phase process he's outlined for the impeachment trial, saying it will follow the same model used in the impeachment trial of former President Bill Clinton.
What was good enough for President Clinton in an impeachment trial should have been good enough for President Trump. And all we're doing here is saying we're going to get started in exactly the same way that 100 senators agreed to 20 years ago. What's good for President Clinton is good for President Trump.
Senator McConnell also says now that it's clear he has the votes to proceed with the impeachment trial the way he supports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi no longer should hold back on delivering the articles of impeachment and thereby allow the trial to begin.
It is a rule of impeachment in the Senate that we must receive the papers. It continues to be my hope that the Speaker will send them on over.
What will Speaker Pelosi do? Who knows, says Senator Mark Warner.
The Speaker will make her own decision on this. I think we've seen over the last number of years that Speaker Pelosi is a thoughtful.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man convicted seven times has been arrested again in Okaloosa County, Florida. 39-year-old Rodney McNabb faces five felony charges. Deputies searched his home in Shalimar and found heroin, cocaine, two guns, one of which was stolen, and nearly $140,000 in cash. McNabb had just been released from prison in October after serving 16 and a half years. A suspected bank robber is on the run in Escambia County this morning. Deputies say the man robbed the Synovius Bank on 9 Mile Road in University Parkway just before 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. The man was wearing an auburn shirt and camo hat. A teen who saved a man from a burning home in Spanish Fort is being recognized for his actions. 18-year-old Demorest Shaw rescued 83-year-old Billy Ray Edwards after Edwards' home caught on fire in November. Tuesday evening, the Spanish Fort Fire Rescue Department presented him with the Citizen's Medal and Certificate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Two NFL teams find their next head coaches. SEC basketball is in full swing, and New Orleans rookie Zion Williamson closer to making his NBA debut. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the NFL. The Carolina Panthers and Baylor coach Matt Rhule have agreed to a seven-year contract that will make Rhule the new Panthers head coach. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the deal is worth $60 million, and with incentives could be worth up to $70 million. Rhule previously coached the Giants' offensive line as an assistant back in 2012. Since then, he's become one of the best coaches in college football. He led Temple to its first conference championship since 1967 and then took over at Baylor after a sexual assault scandal cost former coach Art Briles his job. The Bears went 1-11 in Rhule's first year, but improved the next two seasons to 11-3 this season. The team he's taking over, Carolina, finished 5-11 this season and has had three losing seasons in 4 years. Adam Schefter also reported yesterday that the New York Giants are expected to make New England Patriots special teams and wide receivers coach Joe Judge their next head coach. The 38-year-old would replace Pat Shurmur, who was fired by the Giants on December 30th. Judge was also in the running for the head coaching job at Mississippi State. This obviously a step up in class for Mississippi State. He joined the Patriots in 2012 after 3 years as a football analyst under Nick Saban at Alabama. In SEC basketball, the Tennessee Vols picked up their first conference win of the season, beating Missouri 69-59. Florida defeated South Carolina 81-68. Number 14, Kentucky, rallied in the second half to beat Georgia 78-69. And Texas A&M beat Ole Miss 57-47. Tonight, there are three games. Alabama hosts Mississippi State at 6. Number 5, Auburn hosts Vanderbilt at 8. Near that game with the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. LSU also hosts Arkansas at 8. In NBA news, New Orleans Pelicans rookie Zion Williamson is getting closer to returning from a knee injury to make his NBA debut. Yesterday, Zion participated in 5-on-5 drills at practice for the first time since his knee surgery back on October 21st. Pelicans coach Alvin Gentry said yesterday that they don't have a specific date for when Zion will make his debut, but said that they are hoping that it's soon. 6:51, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and not as cold, with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon and warmer with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway coming into the Eastern Shore, the George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnels, no delays all the way to the 1065 split. From Airport, Spring Hill and Dolphin at 65, also looking good. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BETOW. And you can see them online at BitsAndSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On a lighter note, I got a note here from the Girl Scouts. A new cookie coming out this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, debut a new flavor. We'll get to that in just a second. Hey, the holidays are over and it's a brand new year. And if you're thinking about those high interest credit cards that you used over the holidays and the bills are going to be coming, here's an idea to help ease your mind. You can pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Roll multiple credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. And how low? Well, LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay, which is way lower than the national average interest rate, which is 20% APR. Think about how much money you save there on interest. Plus, there's absolutely no fees. So there's no application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties, and the application's so quick and easy, you can do it right on your phone. And just for y'all, you get a special interest rate discount by going to their website. Now, the only way to get to the discount. Get the discount as you go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name. Their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. Yep, it's Girl Scout cookie time.
Oh, yeah. It's good. They just got started, right?
That's right. And hopefully, usually they stop by here to talk about what they're doing, and they drop off Girl Scout cookies right when everybody has started their New Year's resolution not to be eating sweets or something like that. And then they start the temptation. And like we said, I mean, on the Gulf Coast, you pretty much need to just put your New Year, if it's about eating and healthy, you just put it off till after Mardi Gras.
That's safest.
Girl Scout cookie season has started, and new addition to the Girl Scout cookie lineup for 2020. They're called Lemon Ups. I guess kind of like 7-Up, but lemon. The Lemon Ups are round, crispy lemon wafers with a glaze on the bottom and a motivational phrase like, I'm a leader, stamped on the top. So there's Lemon Ups. And so they're like the... I like this. They have another lemon one that I like.
Yeah, I think that's like the traditional lemon cookie. Now.
Right. So Lemon Up is the new one.
I don't know. Personally, keep lemons out of my cookies. Lemon, good in water, good on oysters. I don't know.
I like a sweet, like a lemonade flavor. It's not a tart. It's like a sweet lemonade.
Yeah, but I go for the chocolate, the peanut butter, even the chocolate mint I can go for. But cookies, not a fan.
I like most of those. I like the peanut butter probably best, but lemon second. No coconut for me. I'm not
tackling. No coconut?
No, it's
healthy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to find some other way to get healthy. 657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, hour number 2 on the way. News is next.